Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Amud, fifth line at the very end of the line where it says Amalei Rav Zeira Li Abaye. Again, of course, we're talking about the Arba Mises Bezdin, and we're focusing in particular upon the first of the four in our Mishnah, which is Skila. It says Amalei Rav Zeira Li Abaye Shara Niskon V'Leksibahu Skila the Gamri Mi Oy V'Yid Oyni B'Mai Gamri. We're on Nun Gimel Omer Aleph Masechta Sanhedrin, fifth, sixth line from the top. Now, we've had already many of those that get skila. We've spoken about Chas Shalom, someone who is Mekalel, Megadev, someone who's an Oyver Avoy Nezara, someone who's Machal Shabbos. All of these, it says Beferish in the Torah. Naam Urasa, it says Beferish in the Torah. Either it says Veragmu Oisei Oven, the Torah uses the expression of Evan to mean skila. However, there are quite a few that also get skila where it doesn't say it befedish in the Torah. In fact, if you want to get a sense of it, if you turn down to the Mishnah on this Amud Aleph, you have a lengthy list of Elu Heina Niskalim, Habola Eimel, Eishisavala, Kalabala, Zarchavala, Behemba, Yishen, Tatarap, Tarap. 10, 12, 15 Oskerechent enumerated in our Mishnah. However, with the exception of the 3, 4, 5 that we mentioned, Avodah Zarah, Na'ar Murasa, Chil Shabbos, most of the others it does not say in the Torah that they get Skila. So how do I know that they get Skila? So Chazal had a Kabbalah that we learned it from Oiv V'Yid Oini. Now the Torah said Befesh, but Oiv V'Yid Oini, that they go and get Skila. And the same pasuk that tells us about them getting skila also uses the expression moisu masu de mayhem bam. So now the question of Reb Zeira is: we know shar haniskalim, meaning those that do not have a beferisha pasuk that says skila. How do we know that they get skila? We learn it from Oy V'Yadayni. The question is: do we learn it from the moisu masu double lashon, or do you learn it from the de mayhem bam? Meaning that in each case, there's got to be some sort of gzeira shava to go and teach you that the others also have a din of skila. So do we learn it from the Moisei Masu language or the Demeim Bum language? Yokti Yimai, this is what Reb Zeira asked Abaye. Is Omalei Sereb Abaye said back to Reb Zeira, it's Avada from the Demeim Bum Gamri. Word Bum Lachari should be repeated twice. From Demeim Bum Gamri. Why? If that's the case, why does the Torah say the extra words demayim bum? If you're telling me I'm learning it from Moshe Yumasu, that's how I'm going to learn the Gzeira Shava to other Niskalim, so then the words demayim bum don't seem to have any relevance. Why did the Torah write them? And therefore, Muzach Zayim, we're learning from demayim bum. We're going to learn from demayim bum, Gamri, then Moshe Yumasu Lamali. We can ask the reverse question. In other words, it's one or the other. We're either learning it from Demei Bam or learning it from Moisu Masa. So you're saying, it must be that we learn it from Demei Bam, because otherwise, where do I need Moisu Masa from? Stigmar is going to say the other way around. Avada, we're learning it from Moisu Masa, because otherwise, what do I need Demei Bam for? So Stigmar is asking again, Elamai, but Demei Bam, Gamri, is Moisu Masa, Lamali, what do I need the Moisu Masa for? So Stigmar, this is Nishkefer, get a sign. I need it for another drasha. Moisu Masa Make, Roitzeachu. Now, what's the halacha legabe a Roitzeach? A Roitzeach, of course, gets Misa. Which Misa does a Roitzeach get? Right. He gets Saif. He goes and gets Cherv. Now, the question is, if Roitzeach gets Cherv, any of the Misa Ksuva boy? That says Befesh in the Torah. Minayin Shemiati Yochel Misa ben Misa Ksuva boy, Shata Misa b'chol Misa Shata Yochel HaMisa. How do I know that if you can't go and give him the Misa that the Torah prescribed, which is Saif, that you go and give him any other type of Misa? So our Gemara doesn't go into the example, but elsewhere the Gemara says, for instance, this person has just been sentenced in court that he's going to go and get Saif, he's going to go and get Hereg. What he immediately does is, he makes our plata, he runs onto a boat, and the boat ships away, and is now riding on the, or going on the high seas. And the people from the Bezin, the marshals, the sheriffs see this. It's impossible to go and kill him now by using a saif. However, they happen to be wonderful archers, and they go and shoot an arrow, and the arrow reaches his heart, and the person passes away. The question is this permissible? Yes, because how do you know that you do any form of misa? So just like over there, I can use the mois yumas to go and tell you, use any other form of misa. So here too, by the case of oy viadoini, I could figure out what to do with the mois yumusu to go and tell you that if you're not able to go and kill the Ovi Yedoni by using skila, and the guy makes up later, that you try to kill him anywhere that you're able to. So Ibazoi, so Moisim Mos is taken care of. Now the question is, where do I learn it from? L'chayr have to learn it from the Mayhem Bam. Omle Rav Achmi Divta Ravina. V'Moisim Mosu Gamri. Why was Reb Zeira puzzled at the very outset? Reb Zeira said to Abaye, Ashar Niskolim, do I learn it from Mois Yumasu or Demeyam Bam? So, Seder Vachmi Difta Devina. What was bothering Reb Zeira? Fi Mois Yumasu Gamri. Maika Kashale. So, what's the Shlech? So, you learn from Demeyam Bam, you learn Mois Yumasu. What is agitating Reb Zeira? Ilema, is he bothered because of Ashes Ishka Kashale? That what? How do we know the din of Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish, as we know, has the din of Chenek. How do we know Eishes Ish is the din of Chenek? Because it's only by the din of by Eishes Ish. It says Mois Yumas Hanoyev VeHanay Ofes, and therefore, whenever it says Mois Yumas, we typically learn has the din of Chenek. It's only the Gabi Abbas Koyin that has the din of Sreifa, and the Gabi Naru Murasa that has the din of Skila. So, what was bothering Reb Zeira? If you're going to learn it from Mois Yumasu, so what is Micah Kashle, what's so problematic? Instead of saying that Legabi a regular Eishes Ish, it has a din of Chenek, why don't we go and say Lameisa Lamigma Mois Yumasu Mi Oy V'Yadoini? If you're telling me that the Raya of Niskolim by Oy V'Yadoini is not from Dmei Yambam, it's from Mois Yumasu, is a bazoi, maybe we should go and learn the din of Eishes Ish also from that Mois Yumasu. Because there it says Mois Yumasu, and here it says Mois Yumas, learn it from Oy V'Yadoini. Malalam B'Skilav Kan B'Skila. Is that what was bothering Reb Zeira? Says Yumara, L'choyre, that cannot be what was bothering him. Why? Because Min Amr Rahmana Arusa B'Skila, Mechal B'Nesua Lav B'Skila. If the Torah said B'Fesh V'Gabi Enar Murasa that she gets Skila, is the Chaval that Avad B'Nesua doesn't get Skila? Because otherwise, why the Torah have to make a special Pasik of Nar Murasa? Just like, say, like any other married lady, that the din of his B'Skila. Is Mujdach Zayn that Nesua and Eishes Ish, same thing, is not B'Skila. It has to be that it's B'Chenek. Aha. And therefore you're not learning it from Oy V'Yadayim. So what was bothering Reb Zeira? V'en L'Maki Ov V'Imoy K'Kashalei. Ah, Maki Ov V'Imoy, that what was bothering him. Because Maki Ov V'Imoy also says, Maki Ov V'Imoy Mois Yumas. And what's the din of Mois Yumas? The din of Chenek. And therefore the Kasha was, why do you learn that it's a din of Chenek? L'Maisa L'Migmoy Ov V'Yadayini. Go and learning from Oy V'Yadayini, just like Oy V'Yadayini, it says Mois Yumusu. And what do I learn from Mois Yumusu? There's a din of Skila. Say B'Maki Ov V'Imoy, all the din of Skila. Says the Gemara, no, I couldn't have had that half a minute, because Ad Gamami, Oy V'Yadayini, Ligmami Eishes Ish. If you're telling me that you have a choice between Oy V'Yadayini and Eishes Ish, Avadi, you should go and learn it from Eishes Ish. Why? The Atrishoy Lemoshcha Lehachmer Aleha El Lehakel Aleha. Because if you have a choice when it comes to Misa, you obviously can't go and give the more Chomer Dikah, you have to go and give the more Kula Dikah. If you have a Suffolk, which one? You can't go and give the Chomer, you have to give the Kula. So therefore, if your concern, Reb Zeira, was that we should perhaps learn from Oy V'Yadayini, instead of learning from Eishes Ish, that it has a din of Skila and not a din of Chenek, that wouldn't even been a Havamina, because we're not going to go and give the more Chomer if we have a Mokum Akal. So again, what was bothering Reb Zeira that he said, do we learn it from Demei Yambam or from Mois Yumasu? What was bothering him is Shar Niskolim. In other words, and that's how we started off. Reb Zeira asked Shar Niskolim, why do I say that other Averis, where the Torah doesn't say expressly which Misa you get, that I learn it from Oy V'Yadayini, for sure, and therefore I get a din of Skila, if I'm learning it from Moisi Umasu, maybe I shouldn't learn it from Oiv Yedoni, maybe I should learn it from Eishes Ish. That just like by Eishes Ish it says the words Moisi Umas, Hanoi Ve'ani Office, and there the Halach is you only get Chenek. Maybe every time it says Moisi Umasu, or Moisi Umas, it should only din a din of Chenek, and not a din of skila. So Amalei Sharnes Kolim Gufayu Kekashalei De'ibem Mois Yumas Gamri or Mois Yumusa Gamri Ad the Gamri Moiv Yedoini. Instead of learning from Oiv Yedoini, Lig Moishas Ish, let the information Ish that there's a din of Chenek and not a din of skila. And that's why the Beseder said to Abaya, how am I taka learning Sharnes Kolim? If I'm learning it from Mois Yumasu, I'm in trouble, because many of those drushes, I should say, it has a din of Chenek and not of skila. Perhaps I should learn from Demei Abam. And that's why Abai was poishin. He says, Einachanami, learn from Demei Abam and not from Moisi Masu after all. Yes, what do you want to ask? It's good?
Got it.
Okay, so we're up to the new Mishnah. Eloheim Neskolim. The following that we learned in the Mishnah have a din of Skila. And Rashi points out immediately, many of them, or some of them, it says, Skila Beferish. Those that it doesn't say Skila Beferish, I learn it Demei Abam and learn it from Oy V'yadoni. Jacques de Mishta Elan Niskalam, the following gets Skila Haba Alaim, a person who lives with his mother, Rahman Lislan, Falaisha Sa'av, a person who lives with the wife of his father, which may or may not be his mother, because his father may have a Zidik Shaini, or in the good old days when you were allowed to go marry multiple women, so a person who lived with the wife of his father, which would be his stepmother, Old Sadin of Skila, the Alakala, person who lives with his daughter-in-law, a din of skila. Bala Zohar, that's Mishkav Zohar. Today they make parades, but in the good old days they used to go and stone the person. V'yala Bahaima, person who lives with a Bahaima. That soon will also become a parade, Mitmach and Bahaimas. Okay, V'isha Mavias a Bahaima, Isha that brings a Bahaima on her and lives with a Bahaima. In other words, we're not discriminating between a man who lives with a Bahaima, same thing applies to a woman who lives with a Bahaima. V'amigadif. A megadeth means a person chasa sholem. Literally, the word megadeth means to blasphemy. But every time the Gemara uses the term megadeth, it means mekalel, which means chasa sholem, to go and curse to the Bnei Yisrael. In fact, Rashi has the girsa later on mekalel. Ve'oyved avodas kechavim, person who does avodah zara gets skila. Vanois mezara lamoylech, a person that brings a carbon, so to speak, to the moylech. The carbon by the moylech was a person brought his own child, Rachman al-Islam, and he went and brought it for the Moilech. Poshipshat, Moilech is Avodah Zarah like any other Avodah Zarah. And that being the case, the Mishnah would not have to go and enumerate it separately. Rashi says, by the fact that our Mishnah does enumerate it separately, is a raya that is not considered to be an Avodah Zarah. It's a different type of worship, but not an Avodah Zarah worship. Anyway, Ubal Oivi Yadoini, that's we've had already numerous times. Person who is engaged in witchcraft. What's the difference between Oiv Yedoni Mitchum? We'll see in the Gemara in another few blat. V'amachal is a Shabbos person, Machal Shabbos. V'amachal of the Imoi, Chas Shalom, a person who curses his parents. Even though Maki of the Imoi Mois Yumas only has a din of Chenek, V'amachal of the Imoi has a din of Skila. What's the difference between one and the other, says Rashi? Because Mekal of the Imoy, not only is he embarrassing his parents, but he's being Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Because when a person is Mekalel, he normally uses a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. Va'abol Nar Murasa, that we've had already numerous times, the person of Nar Murasa is B'skila. Va'ameis is Va'amidiach. What's the difference between a Meis and Midiach? Both Meis and Midiach means a person who incites and provokes others to do Avodah Zarah. The difference between a Mesis and Midiach is Rashi. Mesis means a Yochid. He only goes one person at a time. Midiach is talking about Irani Dachas, where he convinces a large group, Chas Hashem, to go and do a Avodah Zarah. V'amachashif and Nochem ul'akishif, someone engages in witchcraft. What's the difference between Machashif and Oiv Yedoini, which we'll see later on in the Gemara. Uben Seirah Moira, that we just had in the previous parasha, Nebuch, a rebellious son. Ho'ab habo ala'ein, a person, okay, period. So that was the list. Now we start clarifying a few of those on the list. And the first one was Abala Aim. Person who lives with his own mother, he could be over on both. He doesn't have to be over on both. It could be that he's only over on one. How could you be over on Aim without being over on Aishas Av? It's talking about that the father, unfortunately, wasn't such a great tzaddik, and he was ma'anis, a young lady, and therefore, and they gave birth to this fellow. So this fellow is now the son of his father and his mother, but they were not married. Therefore, it was either Mishum Oynis or Mishum Pitoy. But the Maisa, they live together, they have a son, and now he goes and lives with his own mother. Not surprising, he's continuing the derech of his father that didn't go and marry his mother, so now he is living with his own mother. But that's only an aim, but it's not an eish esav. But the typical case would be that it would be both an aim and eish esav, that the parents were married, and therefore he's living with his own mother, who also happens to be an eish esav.
In the case of a shogeg, chai multiple chatos, skila, you only get skila once. What's the point?
You're absolutely right. And when the Mishnah says chai valeh, it doesn't mean to get skila once or twice. It refers only and solely to bring a karm chatos. Therefore, we're talking about a person who does it b'shogeg. How could a person do it b'shogeg? I'm sorry?
He didn't know the identity of this woman was his biological mother.
That could be, it's theoretically possible, but it could also be it was the middle of the night, just like you have with the Mas, with the Yankov, with Ruch HaLaleh. Middle of the night, I simonim, him al simonim als, and he didn't realize that this happens to be his own life. Anyway, so if he did it, the Yishchai Valeh, you have to go and bring two Kabonis Chatas, one Hatz Ein Mishum, and the other one Mishum Eish Esav. If you do Oim Ein Echai Vel Mishum or Ein Bilvad, you'd only have to go and bring a Korban Mishum Ein, not Mishum Eish Esav. Where does Rabbi Yehuda take this from? That's going to be a whole discussion in the Gemara on the Amud Beis. We're going to go through a number of potential limudim. Just put your finger here for one moment, just to address again Barry's question. If you look at the Rashi's four lines before the wide lines, Habo la'aim, you see that right, Rashi?
Yes.
What does he say?
B'shogi chav
l'shnechatois. Why? Because each one of the arois is its kares. Anytime this kares b'meiz it, you bring a chatas b'shogi, except of course the two mitzvahs asa, even gofechot. Anyway, the point is, we're talking about a chatas over here, we're not talking about getting skila twice. So Buda says there's only one chatas, because if it's an aim and eish esav, you only get punished because of aim and not because of eish esav. Again, what's the raya? What's the makor? We'll see in the Amud Beis. It says imchahi only mishum aim. And the Gemara continues, Abba al eish esav chai mishum eish esav umishum eish esish. Person who goes and lives with the wife of his father is chai mishum eish esav and also mishum eish esish. However, continues the Mishnah, Bein mechai aviv, bein le'achar mises aviv, bein menaeris and bein menisuin. This din of being chayv twice, again be chayv two chatois, eishes av and eishes ish, this would apply even after the father passes away. You'd still be chayv. But of course, Rashi points out, you'd only be chayv one and not two. You can only be chayv mishum eishes av even after the father passes away, but you can't be chai mishum eishes ish after the father passes away, because she's no longer an eishes ish. She's only an almana. So therefore, the lashon of bein la'achar mises aviv can be somewhat misleading. It's not referring to both the iser of eishes av and the iser of eishes ish. It's only referring to the iser of eishes av, because al eishes ish la'achar mises aviv, you would no longer be mechuyev al eishes ish. And this applies both men and women. It makes no difference whether the Eishes of the Ishus was a full-fledged Ishus and Nisuan, only a partial Ishus of Erisim. Mm-hmm. And a Baal Kolosai, person who goes and lives with his daughter-in-law. Same thing, Chayv L'Mishim Kolosim, Mishim Eishes Ish, assuming that they're still married. Yeah, one second. B'chayv on two. And again, says the Mishim B'chayv V'noi, being the Achar Mises V'noi, both whether the son is still alive or the son passed away. Bein men eris and bein men suin. And again, that's only referring to the Isser Kolosai, because as far as Eishes Ish, if the son passed away, then she's no longer an Eishes Ish, and that would no longer apply. Now note, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda argues only on the case of Aim, where the Mishnah says, Yechayv, Aim, and Eishes Av, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Only Mishum Aim. He does not argue in the case of Eishes Av. He doesn't argue in the case of Kolosai, and Mishum will see that in the Gemara again on the Amud Beis, why Rabbi Yehuda argues in the first case and not in the other two cases. Yes, Rabbi Ivan Alivi.
Do you know the hint's name is?
Can I tell everybody what the name is? The name of the hint is Einstein. Can you vorstellen?
Einstein.
Yeah. How can I help you now? What's your shalom?
So the Av has a brother. Is he the brother if the Av is died?
And the Av died, right? So,
and the brother is a chova to marry his...
The one that died, was he married?
the Av.
Av of the kid. So then he was married.
And he was married.
And he has a child. So you want to know if he passed away.
Obviously, the child, because he is an Abba fellow.
Oh, very good. You're 100% right.
So
now the Abba passed away.
He exactly passed away.
And there was the Leviathan took place already.
Yes.
Okay.
He has a wife.
And he had a wife.
That's his wife.
So you want to know if there's a din of Yibam.
The brother, exactly. There is a din of Yibam.
What do you think?
Referring to himself as Yibam.
I think because he has children already.
Exactly right, Rav. Even you know the halacha, Gevaldik. Because he has a child already, there's no din of Yibam. Not only is there no mitzvah, it would be an issur for him to go and marry his sister-in-law. Okay?
So if he marries...
If he does marry her,
yeah.
He did a big, big aveira.
Is it chanak or fire or...
Well, it depends. If it, hopefully he did a bishogeg, and if he did a bishogeg, then he only bring a karm chatz. And we start the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, if a person lives with his own mother who was also Eishes Aviv, what's the halacha? Tanakama says you're chayiv two. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only chayiv one. Mishum aim bevat. Now we're going to have another Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Not this is a different person, but this is a different Kabbalah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda really held. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im loy hoyse imay reuya li aviv, even though his father and his mother were quote unquote married. However, if they were not allowed to be married, then he's only chayv al tzeim and not mishum eishes av. So you already see the difference between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, because Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah is talking about even if the ishes was 1000%, everything was perfect. Nevertheless, as Rabbi Yehuda, only chayv mishum eim. Here the Braisa says the only time you only mechui mishum eim is if there was no proper appropriate issues. We will define what that means momentarily. However, if the issues was fine and appropriate, everything was good, then you would mechai of both mishum av. I'm sorry, both mishum eishes av and mishum eim. So zok the Braisa. If the mother was not fit for the father, in other words, it was an inappropriate, non-kosher marriage. You only have the Isser Mishum Ein. So break the Gemara, my Eina Ru'ila. What does that mean that the mother is not Roy? Ile Mechayov Ikrisis, Vechayov Mrs. Bezdin. Ah, we're talking about a situation that they were not allowed to be married because there was an Isser Karis. For instance, there was an Erva situation. Person marrying his own sister or something similar that he was not allowed to marry. A person who he was not allowed to marry. So it was a Chiyav Karis, or the Chiyav Mises Bezdin. In such a case as Rabbi Yehuda, so even though technically he said Hariat Mekudeshesli, and there were invitations and music and photographers and the Ganze Meisa, but it was an improper, non-kosher marriage, so therefore they were not married after all. Everybody can call him Mrs. Abba, but it makes no difference, she's not a Mrs. Abba, because she was never really married. So then you only Mechui Mishim Eim. So says the Gemara, if that's what Rebbe Yehuda is referring to, Machal de Rabbanan Tzavri, Ava Gav de Einri Uyeloi, Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, and Rabbanan say that you do have to bring two Kabbanis Chattas, one Mishim Eim and one Mishim Eishes Av. If you're telling me that the Eishes Av was not a real Ishus, why would you have to go and have a Chattas Alt Eishes Av? Unless the Kiddushin Megavah. The Kiddushin wasn't Chal. They're not really Mr. and Mrs. The whole thing is Baloni. Sligunish and Issachar.
It's Chun Lazar.
That we're talking about a situation where there was an Isser Lav. What's an Isser Lav? For instance, that he went and married, if he was a Kohen, he married a Grusha, he married, if he was a Kohen Gadol, he married an Almana, or could talking about a regular Yisrael that went and married a Mamzeres and a Sina, all of those types of wonderful people. So in those cases, the Kedushin normally is chal because kedushin toifs in b'chayove lavin, and that's why the Tanakhama says that if you had, for instance, a kohen who married a grusha and they had a child, and that child now goes and lives with his own mother, he would still be chayv both mishum aim and mishum eishesav, because even though this marriage was improper, but the marriage was chal, it was effective because kedushin toifs b'chayove lavin. So he has to bring two karbonos chatas. Mashe Enkin Rabbi Yehuda says no. You only have to bring out aim and not out eishes av. What's the reason? Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Savala Kireva Akiva. The machloikis between the Tanakam of our Mishnah and the Rabbi Yehuda of this Brice is the classic machloikis where the Kedushin turns to Chayyav Elavin or not, where the Mishnah holds the Kedushin. Is Tois is Bachayyav Elavin, therefore the two Chatois. And Rabbi Yehuda respectfully disagrees because he holds like Rebbe Akiva.
It's bothering me that we're talking about Mishnah's Bezin and the Skull, and suddenly we're suddenly talking about Chatois and Shogeg. This whole thing is Sanhedrin. It feels like it's out of place here. This whole discussion about Chatos, Misachas Krisis, or a Seder Nashim type issue here. Yeah. Why is it coming up here in Arba Mises Bezdin?
Because you're hearing about Mises Bezdin based on what they did in the Rambam.
But it's a question of Skila. It's one shot, literally.
But you agree that Rashi says, well, the aim is B'shoyi Yechayv L'Shecha Tois, right? You're just bothered by the fact that we start off the mission with Mezid, and then we're ending up with Shoygi.
Right.
Okay.
Also, Misa, could you just refresh us? Chayvi Mises Bezdin, can you give an example?
Chayvi Mises Bezdin?
Yeah.
The case of our Mishnah, Niskolim is Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Every one of the Aroyas has Kariz, but some of them have Mises Bezin, some don't have Mises Bezin. How do we know that all of them Kariz? Because at the end of the laundry list in Parash Kedoshim says, Kikola Shias and Mekola Zevis Eila Benichrasa, therefore every one of the Aroyas has Kariz, some of them have Mises Bezin and some don't. Yishok Tigmora Vaita, Mosav Ravoshia. We're asking a question now on Rabbi Yehuda. Issa Mitzvah Issa Kedusha. Gesundheit. Reb Reuven Halevi earlier on was talking about Mitzvahs Yibam, and therefore he did a nice segue for us into the next Gemara, and that is typically the halacha is that if there is no Yibam, there is no Chalitza. In other words, a person who is not Oilel Yibam is not Oilel Chalitza. What type of case a person not Oilel Yibam? For instance, if a person married an Erva, person married Lamarshal, his sister. Crazy case. But that's what he did. He married married his sister.
But what, he married a niece, and the brother falls to, and the daughter falls to the father. We had the first Mishnah.
Is an uncle allowed to marry a niece?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about a case of an Isra, not talking about a case of a Hetzer.
I'm sorry.
Nothing happened. Everything is fine. Anyway, so a person went and married Lamushal, his sister. And then Rachmon Litzlan, he passed away. And then the brother wants to go and marry and be Miyavim. Is there a din of Yibam? Avada Nishna, no din of Yibam, because the first marriage was not a kosher marriage in the first place. Therefore, since there's no din of Yibam, there's also no din of Chalitza, because but that only refers to a case of an Issa Kares or an Issa Mises Bezdin. What happens, however, if it was an Issa Mitzvah or an Issa Kedusha? What does Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha mean? The Gemara will explain on the Amid days. Mitzvah means that it's only an Issa Midrabanan, which of an Issa of Shniyos, and Issa Kedusha means that it's Issa of Chayove Lavin, and not of Chayove Mises Bezdin, or Chayove Krisis. Aha, okay, so what happens to the Marshal? A Kohen went and married a Grusha, so of course, he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Awesome, but he married her anyway. And then afterwards he died, he did not leave any children. And now his brother, does he have to go and do Yibam or not? Talach is, he's not allowed to do Yibam, but she is Oil L'Chalitza. Why is she Oil? Didn't you just say nothing? Not Oil Yibam, not Oil L'Chalitza. Ah, that's only by an Issa Kares, but not by an Issa Lav. Why tak is Issa Lav different? Because the Kedushin was Taifis. Even though the Kohen had no business marrying that Kedushin, but if he married, the marriage was effective, and therefore when he passes away, we do not say make Yibam, but we say do Chalitza. Why don't we don't say Yibam? After all, if it was an effective marriage, why don't you go and say? Ah, because they have another problem. What's the problem? Because the brother's also a coin. If the brother happens to be a coin, there's the same Grusha issue. Yeah, but why don't you go and say the Isser Asay of Yibam should be Doicha, the love of a coin marrying a Grusha? So Rashi really asked the Kasha, and Rashi says, Eina Chanami, the first time, Utakri Mutter, as the Doicha Lois Isser. The problem is the Biashnia. Why the Biashnia? Because the Altsamitz of Yibam was already Mekayim the first time. But the second time he's going to go and live with her, he's no longer Mekayim and Asay, but each time we'll be over a new Isser of a Koyin not marrying a Grusha. So it's a Gzeir Mishum Vyashnir. Anyway, bottom line is, those are cases, Isser Mitzvah, which are Derabon Shniyois, or Isser Kedusha Isure Lavin, Chol Tzoyz Veloy Mesiyab Mois, if the husband passes away, there's Chalitza and there's no din of Yibam. Okay, so far so good. Now the Gemara explains what is a mitzvah and is a kedusha. Is a mitzvah shneis v'divrei safrim. Those are the ones who are adam divrei safrim. We had those back in the Sechus Yevamis. We're talking about the marshal. You're talking about not a grandmother, great grandmother, or a great great grandmother, or not a granddaughter, a great great granddaughter. In other words, you keep on adding additional generations, and then you get what's called shneis. And the Michael is a mitzvah. Why does it have this funny name? Is a mitzvah. Because shemitzvah lishmoy devi chachamim, it's a mitzvah to go and listen to what the chachamim say. That's why it has a name, is a mitzvah. What is the kedusha? Amar l'kain gadol, gushel kavod l'kain hajit. V'may karilu is the kedusha. The chesed kedushim yilo l'kem, v'yichalu shem l'kem. If zeh is egut, so is a mitzvah is midrabanan, like the Gemara says, shnias midrei safrim, and is a kedusha is diaraisa. Absolutely, halav in the Torah. Amar l'kain gadol, gushel kavod l'kain hajit. However, because of the fact that these are only Isurei Lavin and not Isurei Krisus and not Isur of Mises Pesim, therefore the Kedushin is Toifis. You don't do Yivam, but you do Chalitza. That's what it says there in that Mishnah. B'tanya Lo, and then I have the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Machlif. Rabbi Yehuda goes and says, and when it says Isur Mitzvah, that's the one that's referring to the Lav Minatoira. When it says Issa Kedusha, that's what's referring to the Shniyos Medivrei Sofrim. Why does Rabbi Yehuda give them different titles? So Rashi says, starting on the second line, because he says that in the Parsha of the Parsha of Almona, the Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chutza, Kohen Hajit, that's brought in Parsha's Emor. Emor, of course, in Sefer Vayikra. At the very end of Sefer Vayikra, it says, Eila Mitzvah HaShetziva Hashem Es Moshe, etc., etc. Since it says Eila Mitzvahs, that's referring to the whole Sefer of Vayikra, including the Parsha of Emor and the Parsha of the Kehanim. Therefore, this is called Isser Mitzvah. It's not an Isser Koris, it's an Isser Lav, and it's called an Isser Mitzvah in the language of this Braisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What do we mean when we say Isser Kedusha? Isser Kedusha, that's referring to the Rabbanan. Why is it considered the Rabbanan? Says Rashi, because the Chachamim said, Kadish Atzmecha b'mutter loch. Even though these things are mutter min ha-toyra, the Chachamim made a special gather of additional shniyos as to lihisrachik min ha-isr. So it's Kadish Atzmecha. Okay, all of Yehuda's argument to Tanakama is only really in terminology. But Halacha l'maisa are both saying the same thing. Zok v'yimara chalufi hu d'machav. He switches around Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, instead of saying that Issa Mitzvah means Midrabban, Issa Kedusha means Deraisa. He says Issa Mitzvah is Deraisa, and Issa Kedusha is Rabban. Good. Abba the Maisa, both of them, so Chalitza Baya. But L'Chay Reb Yehuda agrees with what we just said before the Tanakhama, that you need Chalitza. V'isol G'day, T'Chay Reb Yehuda, K'Reb Akiva, Svirulei, Mech T'Chiva, Lav N'Reb Akiva, K'Chiyav Ikris is Dami, T'Chiyav Ikris is Lav N'Chalitza, V'Yivam Ninu. Is a bazaar, the same thing should apply to Rabbi Yehuda. It shouldn't be only Rabbi Yehuda changing words, terminology. Rabbi Yehuda should say, Chas v'shalom, don't make a chalitza. All of these isurim, not necessarily mitzvah shnias, but at least the isur mitzvah of the diarais of the chayav ilavin have the same status as the chayav ikrisos. And therefore, chulimah, don't do chalitza. According to what we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda respectfully disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he holds Taka like Rabbi Akiva, and there would not be Chalitza either. The Tavor of the Tanakhama, Omar Valei Loi Svirle. All Rabbi Yehuda is, he's just quarreling with the Tanakhama in terms of the terminology. He says, in terms of the halacha, you know, the Tanakhama, I disagree with you 1,000%. If you're talking about Isalav, Isalav has the same din of Isakrisis, no din of Chalitza, forget about it. The one thing, however, I'm going to go and shepherd you is, why do you use the term Issa Mitzvah to refer to Shniyos? And Issa Kedusha to go and refer to an Issa Lav? I hold it the other way around, that the term Issa Mitzvah is referring to an Issa Lav, and the term of Issa Kedusha is referring to Shniyos. But Lamaisa, he is Avada disagreeing Lahalocha vehemently, because he holds like Rabbi Kiv. So until now we focused on this Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, and now we're going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. That if a person lives with his mother, who also is Eishes Av, which is typically the case, he only has to go and bring one carbon chatas. What's the reason? What's the makar? And this is what the Gemara is going to deal with from now till the bottom of the Yom, the Makor of Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abayi Yemakor says in the Pasuk, Imchahi. Now, what does it say, Imchahi? Yeah. We are fortunate to have Rav David Skimuris here in the left-hand margin. You'll see number two. It says, Ervas Avicha v'Ervas Imcha Loi Segale. Imchahi Loi Segale Ervasa. So, why does after have to go and say Imchahi? When it says Ervas Avicha, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the assumption is not that he's living with his father, he's living with Eishes Avicha, means with his Eishes Av. And then it says Ervas Imcha. We're talking about the Ervas Aim. Oh, so these are the two Laman that we're talking about in the Mishnah. The Ervas Eishes Avicha and the Ervas Aim. What happens if both of them are together in one individual? Imcha, you're only Chayv Alts Imcha, you're not Chayv Alts the Eishes Av. And that's how Abai is learning pshat in this pasuk. What do I need imcha? Shtei tachshin in the pasuk. Ervas imcha lo segale. So who's the mother? The mother is imcha. So the chayr devarim b'teilim. Therefore, imcha comes to tell you that if she's both the eishes ha'av and the aim, the only mechuyev once the karmchatas alt imcha. Now that's how we learn pshat today in the Gemara. But it's not so simple because in fact we're going to see tomorrow. This is going to be another mandiyama that's going to say Ervas Avicha, that's referring to a person who commits Mishkav Zohar with his own father, Ervas Avicha. He lives with his father. But that's going to be tomorrow. That won't be today's Gemara. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So again, Omer Abai, what's the Raya, the Omer Kra? If that's the case, let's look at the very next pasuk in the Torah, which is number 3 on our side here. It says in the pasuk, Ervas Eishes Avicha Loi Segale, Ervas Avicha Hi. On here, Taka says clearly, Eishes Av, Ervas Eishes Avicha. What's the din? Ervas Avicha, that's a din of Ervas Avicha. Aha. Okay. Elamiata, Ervas Eishes Avicha Loi Segale, Ervas Avicha Hi. So go and see the same drasha, just like you said, Imcha Hi. You only mechuyim mishum aim. Here in our pasuk, he said ervas avicha. You only mechuyim mishum ervas av. Mishum eishes av at mechayv yat mechayv mishum imoy. Aha. And therefore, says the Gemara, we're going to have now a conundrum. Ella imoy shei eishes aviv. You're talking about a mother that's also the eishes av. Koy hacha umemayitla. Koy hacha umemayitla. Each time we're going to be mayit one of the two. What the Gemara is asking is that l'choira, I have a big, big quandary now. What's my quandary? From the first pasuk imchahi, I'm learning that if you have one woman who's both an eishes av and an aim, again, which is typically the case, a person's mother is usually the wife of his father, so therefore she has both titles, eishes av and aim. What does the first mishnah say? What does the first pasuk say? Imchahi, you're only chay mishum ima, you're not machay mishum eishes av. And then I have a second pasuk. Second pasuk says ervas eishes avicha lo segale ervas avichahi. Why is it ervas avichahi? Because if you have a woman that's both an eishes av as well as being an aim, you're only mechuyev out eishes av. So frek dimara koy hacha kamaitle koy hacha mamaitle lechoyne. Now he won't be mechuyev on either one. Because the first pasuk tells you, you're only mechuyev an aim, but you're potter on eishes av. The second pasuk says, you're only mechuyev an eishes av, and you're potter on aim. So therefore, you're potter on both. So you won't have to bring any karm chattas. Does that make any sense? Who can come from his eye? So elamai, how are you going to have to go and learn pshat? You're going to have to go and learn pshat azai. That the first pasuk is talking about, hashta imoy she'enoy eishes aviv mechayiv. What, when the Torah said imoy or imchahi, that's referring to a woman that was only imoy and not eishes av. And therefore the Torah says in such a case, she's only an aim and not eishes aviv. Imchahi yom chuyev al tzeim.
Father, put them in
marriage. It's not necessary.
Father made a job, but never married.
Exactly right.
Well, they're divorced.
That's case number one. Eishes av she'ena imoy. Eishes av she'ena means it's eishes av, but it's not his mother, because his father had multiple wives, or it was a zidik she'ena, or whatever it was. But anyway, it was not his mother, and he lives with her. Mechayiv, he's mechuyiv al eishes av. So that's the way we can perhaps learn the two psukim, says Rashi, that we shouldn't have the quandary that we had, Gesundheit, that he'll be potter totally. The first pasuk says Imchahi. You know why it's Imchahi? Because it was only an Eim, it wasn't Eishes Av. The second pasuk says Erves Avichi, because it was only an Eishes Av, it wasn't Imai. Aha. But says the Gemara now, so what are these mi'utim that I'm saying, and not the other one? Imchahi. If she's only an Eim, and she's not an Eishes Av, you're only going to be Mechui Bechatas Al Tzeim. So that's a double push. So the Choyer of Eit Gemara, Imai Shehi Eishes Av. One, I have Taka, one woman that's both the Eim and the Eishes Av, are you going to say, Loi Mechayev Klal, you'll be Potter? Totally, B'loshin Bidmiya. That doesn't make sense. If it's only an Eim and not an Eishes Av, you're only Mechui Bechatas Al Tzeim. Not El Tisha Zav. If it's only an Eisha Zav and not an Aim, you only Mechubi Av, it's Eisha Zav. It's only Eisha Zav. So what do these Mi'utu come to tell you? That if it's both, you're going to be Potter on both? So that doesn't work. The Sula Rabbanan, Nam Yaksidim Chi, what are the Rabbanan that say in our Mishnah that you have the double Eisha Zav and Aim? What do they do with Imchi? El is the Imara, Ahumi Boy Ledekar Shisha Bereidav Idi. Thus, this Imchahi is not coming to tell us the halacha that we thought it's coming to tell us, to go and exclude Eishes Av, but rather it's coming to tell us Rav Shisha Berei Davidi. Who's Rav Shisha Berei Davidi? We have not had him yet. Rather, we have it on Omid. No, that's the Rebuta continues on right there. You put a stop after Rav Shisha Berei Davidi. Who's Rav Shisha Berei Davidi? We're going to have Mitchum tomorrow. If you just turn to Nun Dalet Omid Aleph, unless you have an article, you don't have to turn any pages. It's on the Omid Aleph and Nun Dalet. It's about five lines before the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara darshins, Omer Rav Shisha Berei Rav Idi Omer Kra Imchahi. So I call him the Imoi She'ena Eishes Aviv Ki Imoi She'i Eishes Aviv. What Rav Shisha Berei Rav Idi says, that Imchahi comes to tell you what happens if a person has a mother who was not married to his father, because they lived together either consensually or he violated her. It was either the Peter or Bainus, but Lamaisa, they were not married, but still his mother. Imchi, a mother is a mother is a mother, even though it wasn't a legitimate marriage, father with mother. That's how Rav Shisha Berei Davidi learns that tomorrow. And therefore, that's what we learn the Imchi to come and tell us that halacha. So that being the case, Rav Yehuda Nami Hahu mi boy Rav Shisha Berei Davidi. Just like the Rabbanan need that drasha to tell us that a mother is a mother, even though she was not married to the guy's father. So Rav Yehuda also needs that. So Vaita, we'll go back to square one. How does Rav Yehuda know that if a person who is both Eishes Av and Aim, you only have to bring a Karm Chatzis Alts Aim, and not Alts Eishes Av? Hello, Rav Acham Reid, Rav Yikam Akra, because it's Erva Sa. Mishem Erva Achaz Atam Achayvi Atam Achayvi Mishom Shtei Ervis. What does the Gemara mean? Going back again to Pasuk number two. Ervas avicha vi ervas imcha loy segale imchahi. No, imchahi is not the drasha. That's Rav Shisha's drasha for tomorrow. The drasha is loy segale ervasa. Now ervasa, of course, is a lashon yachid, because we're talking about two ervas in this pasuk. We're talking about the ervas avicha, which is the eishes av, and we're talking about the ervas imcha, which is the aim. She should say loy segale ervasan. Why does it say loy segale ervasa? Oh, that comes to tell you only one. And not two.
It's not a Kol Leib Rabbeinu. It doesn't need discounting. It's not an issue of Kol Leib Rabbeinu.
Nothing to do with Kol Leib Rabbeinu.
Discounting.
The Torah is telling us if you have one woman that's both an Eishes Av and an Aim, and a person lives with her Bishoygeg, you only have to bring one Karmachatas Alts Aim, and not Alts Eishes Av. That's the Segala Ervasa.
Is this a question of Isser Chal Isser type thing? Because either first she's the mother, and then the father marries her, or the father marries her, then she's the mother. So she's in this Isser Chal Isser type thing.
Our case is talking about the normal, regular case.
A man marries and then he has a child.
So therefore,
first she's an Eishes Ish, then she, and she's simultaneously, and then he's born.
True. But when the child is born, that mother becomes now vis-a-vis him,
the mother,
and mother and the Eishes Av at the same time. Until he was born, it wasn't the Eishes Av. There was no Av, right? As Reuven said before, Zinishtuka Av, if there is, he wasn't born. So therefore, they both came at the same moment. Beginning back to our Gemara now, El Meyata, once you're telling me that Behuda is arguing the Mishnah because it says Ervasa and not Ervasan, El Meyata, I have another pasuk. So the pasuk that we quoted before, that was pasuk number three, doesn't use the term Ervasa, right? It just says Ervas Deshavicha Leisagale, Ervas Deshavichahi, and I don't have the kasha that I had before. Here it says Imchahi, and here it says Ervasahi, and therefore I got a whole conundrum, a whole problem. No. We're not talking about that pasuk. We're talking about pasuk 4. What's pasuk 4? Ervas kaloscha loisegale. Eish is bin chahi loisegale ervas sa. Oh, here too it uses the same expression, ervas sa. That if you have a kala, a daughter-in-law, that has two names, what two names are we talking about? The gabi, the eishes hu av, and the aim, that was easy. The mother was also the eishes av. What is the kaloscha hi? That she's both the daughter-in-law, and she's also an eishes ish. And therefore, Zokta Teira, if a person lives with her, Bishoykik, he only has to bring one carbon chatos out kala. Could have said the pasuk is kala ervasa. Only one isur, not two isur. Go back to our Mishnah. Habo al kalosi chai v'lem mishim kalosi mishim eishes ish. Bein b'chai b'noi, bein l'acha misa b'noi. You don't really need the chai b'noi, misa b'noi. We're just quoting the whole Mishnah. But the point is, you chayiv two. One out kala, one out eishes ish. Rabbi Yehuda should scream and say, Ervasa, Ervasa! Just like he said by aim, it says Ervasa. This positive kala also says Ervasa. Ela vos mujmin shom. Kim lechad gufu. Avagab betray yisurin ninu. Ksiv Ervasa. Shanishka problem. Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn the pshat in this Ervasa, like the Chacham are going to learn in the first Ervasa, that ein achanam legabe yisurin. There could be multiple Isurim, but it's only one woman. It's not multiple women. So to go and talk about one woman and say she has multiple Ervis, that doesn't sound right. And therefore, the term Ervasa is very appropriate.
Multiple Ervis,
but only one person, right?
That flies in the face of all the things you said. You could have two done on a person, two different locals, which means if you can, this group of Ervas, with this town, with the last two or three parts, then you say, is it Sayyaf, is it Chelek, is it Skila? Because each time there's, if there's one group, so we don't use it. It's
very good. But since, as Barry already clarified for us before, we're talking about a shoygig, we're not talking about a mezid, so you wouldn't have to worry about multiple misois. The only question is when you get multiple chatois. Okay, so in our Mishnah, we have the Chum say that in the case of Eishes Av, which is an aim, you have to go and bring two karbonis chatos, because he's over two isurim at the same time. So if you'd only have to go and bring one karbonis chatos, no al's aim. Now the question is, I'm in it. So the question is, what's the marker of Rabbi Yehuda? So it's not because we originally thought it was because of Imchahi, and the Gemara was Docha that pshat. Now the Gemara said because it says Ervasa instead of Ervasan. Is Chayra Chlorerai, you only get one Isur, one Karmachatas. What do the Chachamim say about that? Chachamim say, Eina Chanami, this woman is crowned with two Isurim on her, were her son to go and live with her, but it's still only one Bia, it's not multiple Bias, it's only one Maisa Bia with one Guf, with one Erva. So go and say about one woman, oh, she has multiple ervis, that doesn't make sense. Therefore, that's how you use it, especially sekal ervasa. And that's why it says by kala, even though by kala it says, loy sekal ervasa, says Reb Yehuda, you still mechuyiv shtei chatois, one because of kala, one because of eishes ish, even though it uses the singular ervasa. So then, if that's the case, hochanami, coming back to our first pasuk number 2, out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, which says, Erez Avicha, Erez Imcha Loi Segale, Imcha Loi Segale Ervasa, Kim the Chagufo, since it's only one woman, Aval Gav the Trey Yisurin Ninu, even though she has both Yisurin, that she's both Aim, and she's Aishas Ab, Ksiv Ervasa, you still could be Mechoyev too. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is, Lechoyda, this Loi Segale Ervasa is not a good Mekoyev for Reb Yehuda, because if Reb Yehuda holds that the word Ervasa is not referring to the guf, it's referring to the averis and isurim, then just like by aim, he said there's only one isur, by kala should also only be one isur. So you're going to go and tell me that's takwa the beauty hold. So why didn't he say that in our Mishnah? The Mishnah says beferish kala is two isurim, and I don't find that the Behuda disagrees. Hello, Marav, because I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ervas Avicha, Zu Eishas Avicha, Umaisel of Exeda Shava, that Ervas Avicha means Eishes Avicha, as opposed to the potential of Mishkav Zohar, which will be one of the pshatim which we'll learn about tomorrow in the Gemara. How does he know that means Eishes Avicha? Based on the Gzeir Shava of two psukim, which we're going to learn about more tomorrow. Umashma bein eishes aviv shehi imoy, or bein eishes aviv sheeina imoy. Imoy sheeina eishes aviv minayin. Tamaloimer ervas imcha. What is the Gemara going and coming to tell us? What the Gemara is telling us is forget about Lisagala Ervasa. We're going back to the original pshat that we had before about the Imchahi. If it's Imchahi, but then we had a big problem. If it's Imchahi, then we also have the Ervas Avichahi. And therefore we have that same stira that we had before. The one pasuk says that if she's both Aim and Eishes Av, you're only Mechuyev on Aim and not Eishes Av. And the second pasuk says, if you have a woman that's both Aim and Eishes Av, you're only Mechuyev out Eishes Av, you're not Mechuyev out Aim. So we had already that legal conundrum earlier. Therefore, the Gemara says, I have a brand new pshat in the first pasuk. When the first pasuk says, Ervas Avicha, that means Ervas Eishes Avicha. Now, Ervas Eishes Avicha, by definition, means any type of Eishes Avicha. Sai, it's an Eishes Av, Shehi Imoy. Bein Eishes Av, She'ena Imoy. Imoy, She'ena Eishes Av Minayin. How do I know if you only have an Ein, which is not an Eishes Av? How do I know that? Talmud Leimer. The pasuk continues on. Ervas Imcha Loi Segale. That's the double Lashon of the pasuk. I have Ervas Avicha, which means Eishes Avicha. Then I have Ervas Imcha. Who's the Imcha? That's an Ein, that's not an Eishes Av. In both cases, Loi Segale. Don't call me Megale then. Aha. Now what does Imcha He come to tell you? Mishum Imiyat Mechayv, Imiyat Mechayv, Mishum Eishes Av. Now this Imcha He is going back to the beginning of the pasuk. And it's going and saying, when you learned the pasuk originally, Ervas Avicha, and based on Exeter Shavu, you said that Ervas Avicha means Ervas Eishes Avicha. And Eishes Avicha, generically, the definition would be both Ervas Eishes Av, that happens to be an aim, as well as an Eishes Av, which is not an aim. So therefore, in all cases, you're telling me there's the Issur. Zok the pasuk at the end, Imchahi. Even if you're talking about an Eishes Av that is an aim, you're only Mechuyev one Chatas, only Alts Aim, not Alts Eishes Av. So that's how the Pasuk works together. But how does that answer our Kasha? We have the same thing in the next Pasuk. Ervas Isha of Eishes Avicha, Loi Segale, Ervas Avicha, He, Zoktach Rashi. Because that second Pasuk doesn't introduce the case of aim. The first pasuk introduced aim by saying ervas eishes avicha, and this is referring to both. And then I say ervas imcha lo segale. So I'm telling you about the case of the double whammy, which is both eishes aim. I'm sorry, both eishes av and an aim together. You only have aim. The second pasuk, however, doesn't talk about the ervas eishes avicha. That is also an aim. It just talks about ervas eishes avicha. Period. On that, I cannot say ervas avicha. He comes to tell you. Only Mishum Ervas Av, and not Mishum Aim. Who was talking about Aim? Right. We didn't even discuss it. So therefore, the first he is a legitimate miut to go and exclude Ervas Eishes Av, that you only Mechuyim Mishum Aim. The second pasuk, however, is not a miut to go and tell you that Ervas Avicha He, only Ervas Eishes Avicha, and not Aim, because Aim was not even on the table to go and discuss. What do I use it for that he for it all? So Rashi, that's why you have this long Rashi here on the bottom that goes through this in great detail. He says that he in fact is not a miut, but rather it happens to be b'havyosa yehei, it happens to be a gilui for a riboy to mimarba other things, but not to go and exclude aim, but for other drushes. Mechum, tomorrow we're going to continue with Tani Kavasi Derova. We'll bring a raya from the Braisa like Rava's chat. Have a wonderful day. Zad